secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I am so in love with you. My secret love's no secret
Divine. That was truly divine.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Dutch singer and actress. I'd like to pronounce your real name, but I'll probably have trouble with it. Tell us the real name.
Goedele van Laken.
Okay, just as well. I didn't try and pronounce that then. Exactly. You've been living in Dublin for how long?
11 years.
11 years.
This summer, yes.
Now, Doris Day is the new show. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, this is the second time we're doing it after Josh Johnston and myself did it back in August last year. And she is a person that I've been, I conjured the vision of Doris Day up with people that I've worked with. Mm. And they said, oh, you really sound like Doris Day. Yeah. And I never really thought of her. I normally do jazz and blues. I've done Marlene Dietrich, but not Doris Day. So I dipped my toes into her world and then just started swimming and don't want to get out.
I was going to say, she's such a different figure from Marlene Dietrich.
Completely.
As well. Yeah. She's also still alive.
She is, she's 91
91?
3rd of April, yes.
Because what we hear about her, I think, in recent years, she's a very big animal rights activist. And
yes.
That's the sort of element we hear. But during her life, did she lead, because Marlene Dietrich led a very interesting life and
yes.
had many affairs with men and women and all kinds.
Exactly.
Doris Day, was she a much more straightforward creature or...
Well,
is she, I should say. Yeah.
The idea, Doris never wanted to be a star, as she says in her biography. Her dream was to be a good mother and a good wife and be at home. And she just had this star rising above her all the time from the age of the moment that she could walk. She started dancing. She wanted to be a dancer and she got a big accident, which... stopped her whole dance career, and then she fell into singing. So she always felt that she fell into it, but every time she married, which was four times in total,
was it? Okay.
And the first time when she was just 17, she always straight away stopped her work. And during her first marriage, she was already married. She was already playing with big bands, and she just stopped and said, "Yeah, I'm going to go for being a housewife." But that never seemed to work out really well.
The song you sung, is that her most famous, or
Secret Love would be one of the top, definitely. Que Sera Sera probably would be among there as well.
Oh, right. But did she originally sing that?
She sang that, yeah, in The Man Who Knew Too Much in Hitchcock, yeah. Mm. But Secret Love is from Calamity Jane, which is probably her most fun and well-known movie, as well that she says that Calamity Jane was the movie where she, and the character where she really felt like herself. It was the closest to her own life and her own character. She was a very funny person, actually. And unfortunately, she got known for quite slapstick, bad stuff that she did in the 50s. Not really by her own choice, but trust in the wrong people and hence the wrong movies.
Mm. When did she stop? When did she stop in the movie business?
She stopped. Her last movie, I believe, was in 1967 or 68. With Six, You Got Egg Roll, which I believe is a very forgettable movie. And
maybe that's why she stopped. Yeah.
Yes, she was a bit at the time in the 60s. Quite wholesome, and the movie business started to change, and they looked a bit for more darker stuff and more sexy stuff, and she wasn't in those roles sexy, although people that she played with would say that she was one of the most sexy people in the world.
Really? Because I was just going to say, as someone who's been used to playing Marlene Dietrich, and you've played cabaret for many years, but also a burlesque, is it strange for you to play this character that in our minds, I suppose, we sort of see as more wholesome?
Exactly. Well, she, I would dip into her more comedic and love side. So she's very, their songs are absolutely beautiful. Like they lift me up every time I sing them. But yeah, she's she was quite flirty actually in her earlier movies, and like I said, she actually in her real life had lots of affairs before she met husband number three. I believe it's said that she had about five lovers at the same time.
Oh, right, okay.
So I don't think she's as wholesome as as she comes across. But that's because of the movies that she made in the '50s where she was top wholesome, and Pillow Talk with Rock Hudson would be the nicest one of the bunch, but the rest is all quite wholesome.
All right, okay.
And virginal. And
is it? Yeah. Well, if you want to see Dreaming of the title of the show is Dreaming of Doris, A Date with the Girl Next Door, and it's the songs and life of Doris Day with Truly Divine. Truly Divine, it's Arthur's Pub.
Yes.
On Friday the 10th.
That's right.
Which is on Thomas Street in Dublin 8. And it starts at what time?
The doors are at 8 and the show will start at 8:30.
And you're going to perform again for us this evening. Tell me what you're going to perform.
This is one of Doris Day's earliest hits before she was a movie star. It's called Sentimental Journey from 1944.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spend each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home.